Begin the current daf, Masechta Avodah daf Samach Tes. Begin on the bottom of Samach Ches and Beis, on the bottom line, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we were discussing one of the halachas relating to our previous Mishnah regarding when Yain Nesach is nois and tam, gives a taste into a permitted mixture, thus making it forbidden. However, we had said that if it's nois and tam of gam, then it could be different. If it gives a deficient taste, then it could be that it's going to be mutter. Now, the Gemara had introduced an incident regarding halachically from the Amiram, from Rav, where a mouse fell into a barrel of beer, and Rav said that it's aser. And there were three different interpretations. Either because he holds nois and tam lav gam is actually aser, even though it gives a deficient taste, it's prohibited. Or he generally holds it permitted, but as like Rav Sheshes said, but since sheretz is a chidush, a mouse is a type of vermin which people don't usually eat, and still the Torah says it's forbidden, must be even when it gives a bad taste, it's going to be aser. Or like Rav had said that no, actually a mouse in beer gives a good taste, and therefore it was nice and tam l'shvach, and that's why it was awesome. Now, on that theme, Ibailu had the following question. As a Gittin Tavav Samach Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara asks, Nafal goy chalamai, let's if a mouse doesn't fall into a barrel of beer, but it falls into a barrel of vinegar. What's the halach over there? What would be the difference? Do we say that vinegar has a very strong taste on its own, and therefore the sheretz, the mouse, is not going to make such an impact to impart its taste, and therefore then it's not going to change the status of the vinegar, unlike beer? What's the halacha when it falls into vinegar? So Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi says, Havdu uvde bei Rav Kana, there was such an incident in the household of Rav Kana, va'asr Rav Kana. Rav Kana said that it's asr. Obviously, it's because he holds that it is going to be imparting a taste, even though that it's vinegar. That Amalei Ahu. Amalei, so he said to him that, no, it's not a raya. Hahu imartute imertart. That incident, what Rav Kahan had said, Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi responds to Rav Hill, that it's usher, was because there the mouse was cut up into small pieces. Now, a sheretz, its prohibition, is very small, even the size of a lentil, as its measurement is regarding its tumma. So the reason why it was usher, but it was not because of its taste. Maybe it's not going to impart its taste. But there was because maybe there's a concern, maybe when he's having the vinegar, he's going to be swallowing the pieces of the sheretz itself, what's called mamashai, not tamoy, together with the vinegar, and that's why it's awesome, but it doesn't prove what would the halacha be regarding its taste, if it does impart it to vinegar or not. Now, so regarding this halacha, that the Gemara did not conclusively say what the halacha is regarding vinegar, it could be that it's asr or not, so stringently, the Gemara tells Ravina Savar l'shi'uri b'mei v'chad, since possibly it does impart a taste, and actually maybe we said that it's going to give a strong taste, this sheretz, possibly the mouse. So therefore he measured it that it has to have a ratio of 101:1 of the vinegar towards the mouse. And he says, Amar, he said, Ligar mitruma, it's not any worse than truma. It's not like learn the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas and the Masechtas Arla. It says this halacha, truma oila be'echad umeya. If truma falls into chulan, to be mevatla, to nullify the truma, that it shouldn't be usher for a non-kain, you have to have a ratio of 101:1 to permit that mixture. So he said, okay, so this is not any worse than truma, which is pretty severe, because generally the halacha is majority or 60:1. By truma, it's 101:1. This is not going to be any more. And therefore, even if you're going to say that the sheretz, the mouse, imparts a taste to vinegar, the vinegar is going to be permitted if you have a ratio of 100:1. On that, asked Omali Rav Tachlifa Bar Gizel Ravina. He asked, and Ravina, he says, well, dima ketavlin shal truma b'kedera dami. If you're saying that possibly it's imparting a taste, and maybe even a strong one, so why limiting it to 101? Maybe it's going to be like spices of truma when it falls into a pot. Do le bottle time ayu, that there actually its taste never gets nullified, because that's what spices does. You're always going to taste it. That's the purpose of spices. And therefore it's never nullified. And maybe here also the mouse is never going to be nullified, maybe even the ratio of 100:1. Now, in spite of that, Rav Achoi Shir B'cholo B'chamshon, he measured the ratio when the mouse, the sheretz, falls into vinegar, a 50:1. Unlike generally where, for sure not, he's saying 100:1, and not even the regular generic 60:1, because he says, as we had entertained in the question, since vinegar is very strong taste, he doesn't require 60:1 to be mevatel the taste of the sheretz, because even in 50:1, you're not going to have the taste of the sheretz in something so strong like vinegar. Now, Rav Shmuel Bar Davika, however, he was shir b'shichur b'shitin. When a mouse falls into beer, he said the ratio is 60:1. And says the Gemara of Hilchos of Halacha actually is idi b'shitin. Whether the mouse falls into beer or into vinegar, the measurement is going to require 60:1 of the permitted item, that of the beer or the vinegar, towards the prohibited item of the mouse. And says the Gemara, v'chein kol yisur in Shabbat Torah, and same thing, the halacha applies to all prohibited items in the Torah, that to nullify it in a mixture has to have a ratio of 60 to 1. And as Rashi points out, that that's a widespread halacha in Klal Yisrael, that when there's two different species, the shear is going to be b'shishim, but if it's min b'mina, the same species, then it's going to be, as I mentioned previous often, even in a mashu, a minute amount, except for chametz, where even if it mixes with not its own species, the Gemara Pesachim, the Flam Arav says, there it's going to be asur even b'mashu. And the reason is because by Oli Sun Shabbat Torah, like we said, min b'mina, when it's the same species, it's going to be asur b'mashu, like Rav says. However, so by chametz, there they made a gezeri, even by enamina, atur mina, because chametz are very severe isur. So there it's going to be b'mashu, but generally every isur b'tayra, when it's min b'shein amina, is going to be a shear of shishim. See, when you have one species, that of a mouse, and beer or vinegar, it's going to be 60 to 1 to mevatel that mouse, the taste of the mouse that's imparting into the vinegar. Now the Gemara continues to the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of these Mishnayos, discussing the laws of Yayin Nesach. Says the Mishnah, Oivik kechavim she'imavrim Yisrael, regarding an idol worshiper, a non-Jew that was helping transport with a Jew, kadayayin mimakam lemakam, jugs of barrels of wine from place to place. So says the Mishnah, im hayu becheskes hamishtamer, if they were presumed to be safeguarded, as the Gemara is going to explain, even if the Jew went very far away from the non-Jew, I mean even to like a distance of a mil, but if he didn't tell him that he's going far away, then mutter, then the wine's going to remain permitted, because the non-Jew is afraid every moment to mess around with the wine and open it up and start mixing it and drinking it and doing Yayin Nesach things, because he's afraid the Jewish owner might come. So therefore it's going to remain permitted. But says the Mishnah, Im Hoidir Shu Maflik, but if he notifies him that he's going to a distance, he's going far away. So if the barrels were closed barrels, so then the measurement is, for it to become forbidden, is Kadesh Yishtim, if there's enough time that he's going away, that they would give the non-Jew enough time to make a hole in the cover of the barrel, and then to be v'yistim, and then to close up the hole, and then v'yigav, that then the hole could dry up, then if that amount of time goes by, then we have to be concerned that although he comes back and sees everything closed, that the non-Jew messed around with it, and he made it into Yayin Nesach. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, he disagrees. He says, it doesn't come forbidden until a longer period of time, that kedei sheyiftach es achavis, that it would give enough time for the non-Jew to open up the whole barrel. I mean, he's going to take up the whole lid of the barrel, because it's not enough just to take it off, because if you're going to take it off, the lid is going to break. So therefore, by default, he says it's not enough to make the hole. As we'll see later on, he wouldn't go ahead and mess around making a hole in it, because that would be obvious. So he would have to take off the whole cover. You can't just take it off because it's going to break. And therefore, v'yigov, you have to have enough time that it would be able to make a whole new lid, that's a new one, v'tigov, and that it could dry up. But again, to make a hole, that Reb Shimon Gamliel wasn't concerned for, because that would be recognizable that he made a hole, and the non-Jew would never do that. So although that takes a short amount of time, he says he wouldn't do that. The longer period, a whole new lid, if that's how far the Jew went away, and he told the non-Jew, then we have to be concerned that he went ahead, messed around with the wine, did Yayin Nesach, and made a new lid. That's one case. Mishnah says a similar case. Hamanich yeini b'kroin b'spina, if a Jew puts his wine in a wagon or in a boat, together with a non-Jew, and the Jew leaves, becomes a dryer, takes a shortcut somewhere else, and nichnas l'medina, he goes into the country, v'rachatz, and he bathes himself in the bathhouse. So mutter, when he's going to come back, the wine's going to remain permitted, because since the non-Jews don't know that he's going to delay himself taking a bath and doing all these things, they're afraid, they're not going to touch it, because at any moment he might just come right back. But if he tells them, look guys, I'm going to be away for a while, I'm going on to the mainland to go take a bath and so on. So then says the Mishnah, as we had in the previous Machloikis, the Tanakhama holds, Kadesh Yishtoim V'yistam V'yigav. If he's going away enough time that they can make a hole, close up the hole and dry up, so then we have to be concerned that that's what he did and it's going to be Asr. B'Shem Lilam, he says, no, Kadesh Yiftach Esachavis V'yigav V'yigav. Has to be enough time that he could open up the lid, make a new lid, and then let it dry up. If that amount of time he's away and he told them, then it's going to be awesome. Another similar case number 3. Hamanich oivik kachav machanos. If someone leaves a non-Jew in his store, so avapi sheyotza v'nichnas, even though he leaves and he comes back in, mutter, it's going to be permitted because he's afraid. Any moment the Jew might come back in. V'mahidia yishu maflik, but he tells them, look, I'm going to be going away. Then, if he leaves the amount of time, and he told him this, to make a hole and to seal it, and to then let it dry, it's going to be awesome. As we said before, he says, no, that he has to open up the whole lid, make a new lid, and let it dry. If that's how long he's going to be away, we have to be concerned the non-Jew is going to do that, and therefore the wine is going to be aser based on the halach of Yain Nesach. Another case, says the Mishnah, if let's say he was eating with the non-Jew on the table, he left jugs on the table, jugs of wine, and left jugs on the cupboard. And he left him and he went out. So says the Mishnah, Masha ala shulchan asr. The wine that's in the jug on the table is forbidden. Because the non-Jew tells himself, look, this Jew invited me to come and eat and drink, and we're sitting here on the table and eating, he just left out. So, yeah, of course I'm allowed to take from the wine on the table, and he's going to touch it, which that makes into Yain Nesach. But sha'ala dulfki mutter. But the wine that's on the cupboard, which was not prepared for this meal, and he doesn't have any permission to start messing around with his cupboards, that wine, he would assume we could assume that he didn't touch because he would be afraid to start opening up his cabinets, and it's going to be permitted. But v'im amar loy, but if the Yehudi, the Jew, told to the non-Jew, have a meizig v'sheiser, go ahead, pour yourself a drink and mix it and drink. So since he affirmed giving him rights to go ahead and take drinks, so he's reliant, and he'll go ahead and he'll start looking through his whole bar and through his cupboards. So afsha ala dulfaki asr, since he went and he was machazik, he said, yeah, go ahead, take drinks. So even what's on the cupboards are going to be forbidden. It includes the Mishnah. Chuvias pesuches, open barrels that are in the house, asuras are forbidden. So tumais mutaris, if they're closed, they're going to be permitted until the amount of time kadesh yiftach v'yigay v'tigiv. So although he has permission to start opening up cupboards, so the open ones are asr, but the closed ones, they're going to be permitted until the amount of time it takes to open it up, make a new one, and then close it up, which this is, as the Gemara will explain, anonymously, like Reb Shimon, where from the fact that it doesn't say Kadesh Yishtoim Biyigah Fetiga, if it says Sheyiftach, obviously is because Reb Yehuda Nasi is saying that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, that it has to be the longer measurement of opening up, making a new lid, and then closing it. Now the Gemara explains the opening halacha of our Mishnah, which case is related to this idea. What is this idea that we're saying that we could presume that it was safeguarded when he's transporting the barrels with him, that if he doesn't tell him that he's going away, then we're going to say that it's going to be permitted. Says the Gemara. The Talmud Gadol Braisa explains this halacha. Says Harisha Yichamarov Upayalov Tuudin Tyrus. Someone's donkey drivers and workers were carrying, they were laden with his produce that is tar, that's pure. So it says the Braisa, Fila Hivim Mehen Yosim Mil. So even if he went at a distance from his workers more than the mill, Taharois of Tyrus, his pure items are going to remain tar, where although his workers are Tame, Bechesk is Tame, we could assume, so they're going to remain tar. But Vim Amalahan Lechuva Nibah Acharechim, and if he tells them, look, guys, go and I'll come after you, he sends them alone, and he says, look, I'm not going to be with you guys. So Kivin Shinis Alma Ein Mehem, once he can't see them anymore, Tarais of Timaeus is they're going to stop messing around. The boss is not here. They're going to start taking from whatever the pure item is, and they're going to make it Tame. Therefore, it becomes Tame. And so, therefore, we see this idea. What's considered Becheskes HaMashtaber is if he doesn't tell them that he's not going to be around, so they're afraid. But if he tells them, like we had in the flip side of every case in the Mishnah, where when he tells them, then it's not Becheskes HaMashtaber anymore because they know he's not going to be around for some time. Then they're going to mess around with the wine, or in this case, of Taharis. Now, the Gemara asks on the Braisa, Maishna Reisha or Maishna Seifa? What's the difference between these two cases that the Braisa spoke about? In other words, even if you're saying in the Reisha that he doesn't tell them he's not going to be around, but we see that even if the boss is around or if he's leaving but they don't know when he's coming back, but they're touching the tar items. Like it says, Tu'unin Taharis. They're carrying his tar items. And as Rashi points out, the Braisa is not talking about a case of barrels where you could say that maybe that they're closed, so therefore they're not touching the produce itself, because it's obvious from the second case of the Braisa that says that they're going to be usher, which doesn't make it sound like it has to be a certain amount of time, which our Mishnah said according to either opinion, whether to make a hole or to open up the whole lid, make it sound like it's usher right away, must be because it's open. And if it's open, Saturn is in the case of the Reisha, they're touching it. Rav Yitzchak, he says, oh, Reisha, the first case of the Braisa is b'metar chamar v'poyel v'lekach. When he purified his donkey drivers and his workers for that, meaning that he immersed them in the mikveh, and now whatever they touch is actually tar. That's why there's no problem. So the Gemara says, if that's the case of the Braisa, then Seifa Nami. Well, then the Seifa also, even if it goes far away, who cares? These guys are tar. So what they're touching is still going to be tar. Says the Gemara, yeah, we're not concerned about them. Very, the thing is that ignoramus, which these workers are, they're not concerned if their touch, if their friend who they meet on the road, who was not purified for this, touches the stuff. They're not very meticulous in these laws. And if it's for that that we're concerned. So the Gemara says, then why don't you say the same thing by the Reisha too? Once he leaves, so you can be concerned, the same idea. You're right, that they're Tahar. So you're saying they're concerned, but they can let their friends. So then the Reisha also, even if he doesn't tell them they're going away, but once he's not here, we have to be concerned that they're not concerned and meticulous in these laws, and they might let their friend touch it. So why in the Reisha is it going to be Tahar? So what he says is, he says, no. The reisha is bebalahem derech hakalasim. The case of the Bryce is talking about where the employer could come in a roundabout way, and they're afraid, even though they know they left him back there, he might have taken a shortcut and come around, and he's going to see that they're letting some other people touch it, and therefore they're not going to let. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then say fenami. Then the second case too, they should also be afraid because he might come from any way, and even though he told them that he's not going to be with them for some time, he might come and they'll be afraid. And that says the Gemara, no. Since he tells them, look guys, you go, I'll come much later, I'm busy. So they're reliant, and that is that they're not concerned that he's going to come and bust them, and therefore, although they're tahar, but they're going to let their friends that are tummy touch it. So though in the reisha it's going to be tahar because they're tahar, and they're not going to let other people touch it because they're mirtas, and they're safe, although they're tahar, but since they know the boss not coming for a while, they might let other people touch it who are tummy, and therefore there we have to be concerned and say that it's tummy. Now the it says a few different cases, seemingly that are illustrating the same halacha. The Mishnah said, besides the workers that are transporting the kadayin, it said also the third case, hamaneach oivik kachav mechanusi chuluf, he leaves an idol worshiper in the store, or like the second case, hamaneach yeinu bekreinu besvinu chuluf, he leaves his wine on the wagon or in the boat with the idol worshiper. And we said by both those cases, if he doesn't tell them, then it's mutter. If he does tell them, then if it's a certain amount of time, which was a machlekes, then it's going to be asr. Says the Gemara, utzrich, we have to say all these three cases. Had we said only the first case of the Mishnah, which is when the non-Jew is helping transport the barrels of wine, that there it's going to be mutter if he doesn't tell them that he's going away for a while. There, disavar dilma asir b'chazer. There, yeah, he's not going to touch it and mess around with it because he's afraid, because he thinks that maybe the Jewish guy, his employer, is going to come back any moment and see him. But in the second case of the Mishnah, regarding if he leaves him in the wagon or in the boat, Amos, I would say, the maflig lo lisvinase v'avin ma'idibai, that the non-Jew who's left alone because the employer or the owner of the wine went onto the mainland, that now the non-Jew who's left on the boat, he's going to take the boat wherever he wants to a distance, and he's going to do whatever he wants to do with it. Even if the Jewish owner didn't tell him he's going a far distance, it should still be aser, because he can just move away somewhere that he's not afraid the Jewish owner is going to come back and see him. And therefore, maybe there we would say that it's us. So that's what I have to say, that no, if he doesn't tell him that he's going for a long time, it's going to be mutter. Now, moreover, v'itan b'krein b'svin, had we said only that second case, that if he leaves the non-Jew in the boat or in the wagon, that it's going to be mutter, mishum desaver dilma asib urcha achritis, because the non-Jew thinks, okay, but maybe the Jewish guy, even if I take the boat or the wagon somewhere else, not where we left the Jew, that maybe the Jewish owner is going to come from a different way, and he's going to stand on the wall looking for me, and he's going to see me messing with his wine. So therefore he's afraid even if he takes it to some other area. Regarding the third case of the Mishnah, when he leaves a non-Jew in his store, there, I would say that maybe the non-Jew is just going to close the door and he's going to do whatever he wants to. And maybe there, even if he doesn't tell him he's going away for a long time, now that he locked the door, he's going to do whatever he wants to. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That no, since he doesn't know if the Jew just went out for a second just to get something to come back in, he's going to say, hey, what are you doing over there? He'll be afraid. That's telling us that even over there, it's going to be mutter if he didn't tell him that he's going away for a long time. And that's what I have to say, all three cases of the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara qualifies the machlekes, which we had in all these cases, in the Mishnah, between the Tanakam and Rishim Bingham Leel. So, Amar Rabbi Bechana, Rabbi Yechon, he says, machlekes bishal sid. The machlekes was only if the lid of the barrel is made out of plaster, which that's white. That's where the Rabbanan, who were the more stringent opinion, that they were concerned that even for the amount of time that it takes for the non-Jew to make a hole, we have to be concerned. Why? Because since the lid is made out of plaster, which is white, so when the non-Jew would fill up the hole, you wouldn't recognize between if it's new or old. meaning if it's part of the original lid or if it's what he filled in, because it all looks the same white. Ava bishal tid, but says Rabbi Bechana, but if let's say the lid is made out of clay, which is initially black in the beginning, and that's even when it dries, it only becomes white a day or two later, then divrei hakol, then everyone would agree that even the Rabbana would not be concerned for making a hole, because a hole would be recognizable in contrast to the rest of the lid. And then even the Rabbana would agree that it's not going to be also only kedesha yiftach v'yigav v'yigav, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's measurement, only on the amount of time that it takes for him to open up the lid, make a new lid, and let it dry, that's going to be the amount, because then if it's a whole new lid, then it's not going to be recognizable. In the contrast, then it's going to be usr. But the smaller measurement, the Rabban would agree if it's made out of clay. Now, this interpretation may be. The Gemara asks him the following brisa, where the brisa elaborates in this machlekes of Shimglil and the Chacham. The brisa quotes that Amar Shimglil Chacham, Shimglil said to the sages that their concern for this smaller amount of making a hole, he said to them, wait a second. How can you say that a non-Jew would do something so daring? But if he's going to make a hole, that hole is going to be recognizable by the Jewish owner when he comes back, whether on the top, because since it's new and the lid is old, so he's going to be able to tell there's a difference, and whether from the underside of the lid, meaning when the Jew opens up the lid, he's going to see on the bottom of it that this was closed up, because although on the top the non-Jew could smooth it out and make it equal, but in the bottom he can't smooth it out. And it's going to be recognizable that the lid where it ended on the bottom is different from where this was filled in, because he's not opening it, so he can't go and smooth that on the bottom, make it look uniform at the bottom. So it's going to be recognizable on the top and on the bottom. So how can you say that we're concerned that the non-Jew might make a hole? He wouldn't do something so silly, because it's going to be recognizable by the owner, both from the top and the bottom. That actually, Gemara, Iyamet Bishleim and Bishal Tit Machlokes. If you say the Machlokes of Bishim Gulil and the Chacham is in the case when it's made out of clay, the lid, Sahayin Diktani, so we could understand what Bishim Gulil was saying, that Sesume Nikr Beimamala Beimamata, that the hole, when it's sealed, will be recognizable both on the top, because like we said, that this is black and that's white, and also on the bottom where it's not smooth, uniform at the bottom, it's not flush. Eliyamet Bishal said Machlokes, but if you say like Rabbi Chana had said, that the machlok is only when it's made out of plaster. So bishlam lamati di, we can understand what Rabbi Shimon was trying to say to them, that it's recognizable from the bottom side. El lamala holoyedi, but on the top it's not recognizable. That when you close up a hole that was made on the top, because they're both white. So how could Rabbi Shimon say beimamala beimamata? That answers the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who deloyado my kamer abban. Because he didn't know exactly what the opinion of the Rabbana who were disagreeing with him. And this is what the Brisa was quoting what he said to them. Tid kamri, to if you're saying your opinion, even when it's made out of clay, so then I have a difficulty with you, sesumi nikr, then the hole that's closed up is recognizable b'imamala b'imamata, where the top and on the bottom. Now, v'ibishal sid kamri, now if you're saying your opinion only in the case of plaster, so nehidil amal, you're right, and this is like Rabbi Chana, that on the top, it's not going to be recognizable because they're both going to be white, but lamata miyadi, but on the bottom at least it will be recognizable. Now, Rabbanan, and what Rabbanan responded to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is that, so since we're explaining that their opinion is only by plaster, so they said to him, kiven de lamata lo yadiya, since on the top it's not recognizable, so lemasik adaiti da apech b'chazile, so the Jew doesn't think to turn it over and look on the bottom. So although it's recognizable on the bottom, but he doesn't see any reason for him to start suspecting anything, because it looks the same color because they're all white. So that's why we hold that the issur is going to be even the amount of making a hole, because the non-Jew would do it because the Jew wouldn't think about it because the top doesn't look any different. And once he doesn't see the top, he's not going to think to look on the bottom. Or an inami, and even more, says the Rabbanan, zin in the chalam. Sometimes when you fill up a hole in the lid of a barrel, the hole could be totally filled up and be flush on the bottom, just like it is together on the top, the same flush. And therefore, that's another reason why the non-Jew is not going to be afraid, because even if the Jew would look, very likely it's filling up equally. And that's the reason why they disagree, and they hold that there is a concern, even with a smaller amount of making a hole. But again, that doesn't, it's not a difficulty with Rabbi Bachana, that they only say their opinion by plaster, but yeah, out of clay, then they wouldn't make a hole and fill it up, because then they would be busted easily. Amar Rabba says, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Halacha follows in this Machlokes in our Mishnah, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we're not concerned for the non-Jew making a hole. And why is the halacha like him? Since our Mishnah said anonymously his opinion. It's not like learn the end of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, as we had already alluded to in the Mishnah, if the non-Jew is eating with the Jew on the same table, and the Jew left his bottles of wine on the table, and Logan al Dulfki, and he left wine on his cupboards. So, and then Manich Vyatzi, then he left and he went out. So the Mishnah said, Masha al Shulchan Asa, what he left on the table is prohibited. Masha al Dulfki Mutter, whatever's on the cupboards where he didn't prepare for the meal, and the non-Jew doesn't have rights to, that's going to be permitted. But Vim Amalai, but if he tells him, have a mazik v'shaisa, go ahead, make drinks for yourself, make cocktails. Afsha al Dulfki Asa, then even what's in the cupboard, since he says, oh, the guy let me use his drinks, so then even on the cupboard's going to be Asa. And then the Mishnah concluded and said, Chavya is Pesuchas Asura, so the open barrels are forbidden. So two mice mutaris, the closed ones are going to remain permitted, up until how much amount? Kedesha yiftach v'yigay v'tigiv, the amount of time it takes to open up the lid, then make a new lid and let it dry. So you see clearly that the Mishnah is staying in stoma, like the opinion of Shem Gamliel, where it's not enough to the concern for the amount of making a hole, but the larger measurement of making a whole new lid. And that actually asked the Gemara, Pshit, it's obviously that the Tana was anonymously said like a Shemim Leo. Why is Rava coming to teach us what the Mishnah already says? What's Rava teaching us? It says, Gemara, Ma the Tema, what would you say that actually that last teaching of the Mishnah of Hayo'echali Moya al Shulchan, by eating with him on the table, that actually was not anonymously written by Rav Nasi. It's actually the end of the teaching of Reb Shimon. And Kula Reb Shimon Leil Katanila. It's actually all the quote of Reb Shimon's opinion, and the Mishnah was a continuation of the third Machlokes that we had, where Reb Shimon said, no, not like Tana Kama, it's Kadesh Yiftech V'Yigav V'Tigiv. And then he continued with his own halacha, and he said that if the non-Jew is eating with the Jew on the table, but it wasn't stoma, it wasn't anonymously written by Yudah Nasi who put together the Mishnaic teachings. It was all Reb Shimon's teaching. That's what Reb was teaching. And no, Shimon's opinion ended at the end of the third Machlokes. This last teaching of the Mishnah is Reb Yudah Nasi teaching it, which is stoma, Reb Shimon, to tell us that the halacha follows Reb Shimon. So now the Gemara concludes, so now that we have established that Loch is like that he's not concerned for non-Jew making a hole in the barrel, which is something that doesn't take a lot of effort, because if a hole doesn't take a lot of effort, and seemingly he would do such a thing is because making a hole would be recognizable, according to Shimon Gamliel, even as we said in the case of plaster, because even though they're both white, obviously he's still concerned that a non-Jew wouldn't do that. Now, additionally, says the Gemara, regarding what Reb Shimon was concerned for, which was to open up the entire lid and make a whole new lid, regarding that, we don't hold like Reb Shimon, because that would be a forgery that would require a lot of effort. It's got to make a whole new lid. And we already established early on the Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, that that he's not concerned for a forgery of even one seal on a barrel, where, because although it's only one seal, but it takes effort. So ask the Gemara, so these days, why don't we put wine in sealed barrels in the hands of idol worshippers? What's the concern? When you have a closed barrel, even one seal, the hole we're not concerned for, because Allah is like B'Shem Gamliel, who's not concerned for the hole. And neither are we concerned for B'Shem to open up the whole thing, because that we hold like Eliezer, who says that he wouldn't go through the effort of making a whole new lid to make such a forgery to have from the wine. So what's the problem? Says the Gemara, Mishim Shaycha. Because in our day, says the Gemara, there's a small little hole in the lid of the barrel, which they would use to let the strong aroma when it's fermenting of the wine to be released and go out. So we have to be concerned that maybe he's going to drill a little bit over there with the straw that's used to smell the wine, and he might go ahead and taste the wine through there. That's our concern. So though regarding the Mishnaic teachings that they didn't have that, therefore there wouldn't be a concern. But now that there's this small little hole, and therefore it's through that medium that he could go ahead and taste, that's why we don't leave the barrels with them, because they could taste it through that, which would make a Yayin Nesach, and that's why it's prohibited.